Good morning, church family. This last Sunday in January, and it looks like we are missing some people due to the weather, maybe. I think we're starting with announcements. Jessica has an announcement. Does anybody else have an announcement? You can go ahead and come on up here.
Morning, everybody. I wanted to just touch base really quick on our children's ministry. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there are 27 amazing children in our congregation that are attending every Sunday. Awesome, yes. So what that does, though, is that means that we need to get our preschool program going back up again so that we can truly share with these children about Jesus at their age level. So I have some papers that just kind of say I might be interested in serving, and you can check an X in the box if you might be interested and want more details, and I can reach out to you and let you know. The main commitment is one Sunday a month. We do ask that you are saved and seeking the Lord with your heart. In your life, we do have to do a background check to keep our kids safe. But other than that, if you are willing, I know God can use you. And I know from my own life, if it weren't for people like you, I wouldn't know Jesus. I did not grow up in a Christian family. I hopped on a church bus, and I was taken to a church, and there were people like you who served through the Sunday school program, through Awanas. And because of you guys, I came to know Jesus at 7. I wanted to grow and know Jesus more. I got baptized at 13, and even though I went to a Christian college for 4 years, I can say that 90% of the scripture I know is from people like you who took time one Sunday a month to share Jesus, to share scripture verses, and just to make sure that I was learning and about God and wanting to seek him. So I need our kids to come on up here and help me out real quick. Any kids? Come on up. Come on up. I need you up here. Come here. Come on. You see all these grown-ups out here? I need you to give somebody a piece of paper. And adults, if this is something that God is laying on your heart, drop it in the offering plate today. If you don't know but you want to pray on it for a week, pray on it and drop it in the offering plate next week. So if you haven't gotten one of these papers, can you wave your hands and let the kids know? So, awesome.
Jessica Zoe needs
one. Okay, if you've already handed one out, we got to let another child hand one out. Here we go. Here we go. There we go. Did you get one out already? Oh, hold on, Bailey. We got to let your brother get one out. Did you get one out? Awesome. Okay. Thank you, guys. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Great. Thank you.
Good job, kiddos. Okay, as a reminder, we are beginning to take prayer requests at the back of the church on a little slip of paper. If you forgot to do that, you can do that now. And then we're laying them at the altar. Is that correct? Yep. And then you can come up to the altars at any time in the service. Anytime. They're open the whole service. And we hope that you make use of them. And it's not to silence you. We want to hear from you, and there will be opportunities for praise reports and hopefully testimonies going forward. And of course, if anyone is bursting at the seams with some news, you are more than welcome to share with appropriate discernment. So now, Martha, if you would come and
okay. For this Sunday, we are going to continue kind of the way we have in the past. But I just want to remind you, we are transitioning up front. Like Jamie said, there is the podium that used to be in here, and there are some slips of paper, and it has your name and your prayer request, and you just leave it out there in the little basket, and then I will gather those up, or whoever's praying. It might not be me every Sunday, but they'll gather these up, and we will pray and leave them at the altar. But if you did not have a chance to fill out a little prayer card and you have a prayer request right now, feel free to raise your hand, and we will. I will take that prayer request or a praise report. Okay, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 Amen. If you didn't hear that, Bonnie's daughter is drinking again. She had stopped for a while and just battling that addiction demon. And so we need to lift her up before the Lord. Anybody else? Yeah, Glenda. Okay. Okay, Ralph and Glenda are traveling, so we'll pray for safety. Anybody else? Any praises? Any prayer requests? Okay, and then Pastor Kenny filled out a card, and he has a praise because Luke is your son, is that right? And Lisa are in their home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts for all that you are, all that you do for us, Lord, all the many blessings which we can't even name them all or count them all because you are so good. And your mercies are new each morning, and your grace is sufficient for this day. And Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers because who are we? In terms of the whole universe, in terms of your goodness and your greatness and your sovereignty and your power and your holiness, Lord. It seems like we are nothing, but yet you loved us, you died for us, and you gave up your only son on the cross so that we might have salvation and that we might live an abundant life. So we are thankful, Lord. And we know that in your word it says that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so that's why we come to you in prayer. So we do lift up Brianna. Lord, there are people in this room that have experienced addictions. And you have delivered them. And you are powerful. And you are compassionate. And you want to help her. Help her to know and help her to feel and hear your voice today that you are with her, that you are on her side, that you do have the power, Lord, to deliver her from this alcohol addiction. And help her to see, Lord, that there is a better way and that there are blessings in store for her, Lord. I don't believe she wants this lifestyle. I believe it has a hold on her. But, Lord, you can break those chains today. In the name of Jesus, we pray that. And we lift up Ralph and Glenda who are traveling. We ask for traveling mercies and safety wherever they go, Lord. And whatever people they run into, may their light shine for you. And may they be willing and ready to share the good news, Lord, which is the gospel that gives us the power of salvation, Lord. We thank you and praise you for this praise team. And we ask that this music would be a sweet sound in your ear and that your people that are gathered here today would know that they've been in your presence. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, kiddos, you're dismissed to Children's Church. Thank you. And the rest of you, if you would stand and join us in worship.
My prayer in the desert.
dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied.
Slides behind me affirming all that Jesus is to you, please read them out loud with me. My answer. You can go a little faster with the slides, yeah. My breech mender, my burden bearer, my cleansing, my comforter, my counselor, my friend, my covenant keeping God. My deliverer, my desire more precious than silver, my fortress and stronghold, my giver of every good gift, my giver of life, my good shepherd, good to me, my grace and truth, my healer, my hiding place, my joy and song. My living bread, living water, my master. able to hear that out loud. Your mouth is saying it. That's who he is to you. We have those things in Christ alone.
Shadows burn like a fire.
So grateful for you in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Did I get my glasses on? Hi, I think everybody knows me here, but I thought, you know what, I should introduce myself. I am Tracy Spring. I'm also one of your governing board members. And I'm here as we prepare for offering. Who are the ushers, if they would like to come forward? Okay. I'm going to talk about the definition of stewardship. It is the conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsible management of something. So what's a steward? A steward is one employed in a large household or estate to manage domestic concerns, such as the supervision of servants, collection of rents, and keeping of accounts. It's also one who directly, actively directs the affairs of others, or a manager. So what is a manager? A manager is somebody that manages things, such as a person who conducts business or household affairs. And we are all stewards in this church, and so just wanted to provide kind of that definition. I want to read a couple of verses, actually just one verse, but from two different versions of the Bible. From the NIV, 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And from the Amplified Version, just as each one of you has received a special gift, a spiritual talent, an ability graciously given by God, employ it in serving one another, as is appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace, which is faithfully using the diverse, varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. So we have the offering plates here. There is also an offering. The offering box has been moved to the foyer, so that's there if you still want to use that. If you happen to need any envelopes for giving, Dean is in the back, and he can get you offering envelopes. And with that, let's pray. Dear God, as we prepare to give you our tithes and offerings, first of all, thanks for all you have given us. It is all yours. May we give you our best gifts and be wise stewards and managers of what you've so graciously given us. May we also use our God-given gifts to serve others as you would have us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Day, oh God, renew, come to save my soul. I am poor and needy, please come help me heal my heart. You're my hope and my deliverer, Lord, do not delay. Search for you shall forevermore. God is great and worthy to be praised, worthy to be praised. Let all who stand in the light of your salvation sing forever. Got me now, they love to see me fall. Lord, they dwell in their disgrace, thrilled by my troubled heart. Father God, forgive them, please. Lord, do not delay. Search for you shall forevermore. God is great and worthy to be praised, worthy to be praised. Let all who stand in the light of your salvation sing. And God is great and worthy to be praised, worthy to be praised. Let all who stand in the light of your salvation sing forevermore. Sing forevermore.
We're going to take communion this morning. I'm going to do it a little differently than maybe what you're used to. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read, well, let's back up to 10. In 1 Corinthians 10, we read these words. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are of one body, for we all participate or all partake of the one bread. I don't know if you've ever seen bread made, but they bring flour in from everywhere. The flour is mixed, the grains are mixed and made into flour from all over the country. Some of it may even be local. And then it's made into bread. Think about that as we take communion today. Paul taught the Corinthians in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, for what I received from the Lord is what I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We have been talking about Jesus all day, singing about him. We need to remember what was done for us as individuals and as what he did for the whole world through Jesus Christ. Going on. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself and then eat and drink of the bread and of the cup. I would like to bring the kids in. Would you be so kind? And then I'll go over this one more time. I meant to bring them in beforehand, so I apologize. But I think they need to be a part of this and at least seeing you taking communion so that they can understand that. And I apologize for not bringing them in right away. One more time from 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back to get his own. He's coming back to get the body of Christ, of which we are all a part of. On the night when he was betrayed, he took the bread. Can I have my ushers, please? He took the bread and he broke it and he prayed and he gave thanks. Would you join me in giving thanks as my... No, I need both of you. Oh, yeah. You over here, please. Thank you. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, we give you thanks. We praise you, Lord. And we remember. We remember all that was done. We remember the life that was given, the blood that was shed. That in you, Lord, we can overcome the world. Thank you, Lord. for paying the penalty for our sin. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood for us. Thank you, Lord, for the down payment of your Spirit who is with us even now. In Jesus' name, amen. There, did you remember to bring the gluten free? Oh, where is it at? There, okay, thank you. We will have gluten free. We have it today. If anybody needs it, let Jess know. I'm going to ask you to come down the middle and to go back around the outsides. And as you go by, they will give you the elements and then we'll all take them together. He said that the cup was the blood of the new covenant. Think about that. The blood was shed for you. And then we'll take this all together. Can you play some kind of music? Take a moment. Examine your life. Examine where you're at as I pray. Father, we are thankful. Again and again, Lord, we cannot express our gratitude for the life that was given and the blood that was shed. Help us, Lord, to remember. Help us, Lord, to live according to what we remember what was done for us, as we remember what was done for us. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Take and eat. drink. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you for taking and partaking in communion with your brothers and sisters. Would you join me in prayer as we close? Almighty God, we thank you for this day. We remember, Lord, that in Christ, in you, Lord, we have so much. We know the plan, Lord. Help us to carry that plan out into the world. Help us to remember the love, Lord, that was behind that plan, the gospel, the good news of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.